Okay, we are up to Tzimach Tzeisim and Aleph, the Mishnah, two lines in the bottom. Ha'aynes, ha'mefata, v'ashayta, le'paislam v'le'machilam. An aynes, somebody who forces a girl to have snus, a regular kosher man, kosher Yisrael, who forces a woman to have snus, right, out of wedlock, or even if she's married. No. She's not married. It's a bias heter. It's a person she could marry, but he did it against her will. V'amafator, he seduced her. V'ashaita, or a shaita marries her. A shaita goes through the motions of marrying a woman. Chazal don't sanction even rabbinically, don't give any strength to the marriage of a shaita. It has zero validity. She's not married. And therefore, she's having an out-of-wedlock relationship with a kosher man. It's not possible to her, right? It's not like he's a mamzer nasan amayni mayavi mitzvi adayim. He's none of the above. And therefore, loy paislam v'loy machilam. They don't passel her if she's a bat kayin, and they don't feed her if she's a bat yisrael, and they are a kayin. Okay? So let's take a girl gets raped by a yid, a kosher yid, right? Not a passel. She can still eat truma if she's a bat kayin. There's nothing wrong. And if he's a kayin, he doesn't feed that girl truma. He's not married to her. Same with mafata. Same with a shaita that goes through marriage. V'mein and ruyin, Rabbi Yisrael. However, if they're pasul, harelu paislin. That was the Gemara we referred to last week, that it's already in last Mishnah. Why does it have to be in this Mishnah? Rashi. Hashaita filay dechub of a kedushin, even through marriage. Lay paisul, but lay macho, doesn't pasul, doesn't feed. Ain't kinyan a kinyan, no kinyan at all. Elu Paislam, Chinese Chalub of Bias Pasulam, because she became a Chalala when she became desecrated, that's the word. It was a Bias that's Pasul to her. Right? This is Psule Kahuna, right? The Gemara had said before. So that's why Rashi says the word Nischalala, because she's Psule Kahuna, right? Because Psule Kahal were in last Mishnah, Psule Kahuna is in this Mishnah.
What?
Yes. Chayrish Drabana made a Takana Drabana that the marriage is a marriage. So therefore he would passel a bas kayan. Shaita has no takana drabbanon, correct.
Even the Raisa.
But the Raisa, none of them have a kinyanim. Question is, why doesn't it mention cotton? There's no mention of cotton. The answer is it did.
Right.
What? That was about be a psula, but it says Tavik Hevi Beisara, Tavik Shalai Hevi. Okay. Ketzad. What is the case? Hare Yisrael Shabbat Bas Kayan, Rashi, Hare Yisrael Shabbat Bas Kayan, Ba'aynas or Pitoy, either Aynas or Pitoy, Shalai L'Shem Kedushin, didn't mean to marry her, there was no marriage here. Taycha B'Truma, she can eat Truma. Ibra, she became pregnant, Lo Taycha B'Truma, because then she's carrying a Yisrael's child, and an Uber is Paisel, remember we had that, an Uber is Paisel, so the minute she's pregnant from a Yisrael, even though she's not married, pregnancy has zero to do with marriage. It's a physical matzias. So loy toichu b'truma, she cannot eat truma. Rashi, ibra loy toichu k'diafina leo, uber paisel d'chli b'nura bat mu'baris. It has to be like her youth. If she's pregnant, she is not considered to nura. No. Nobody argued that an uber is paisel, the mother, if she's the only son. Again, she's a bat kayin who's pregnant from Yisrael. There's no argument. You're talking about that vadim, whether an uber is a shareholder, he's not a shareholder. You're talking about the mother. He's an uber, she's not kinureha, prat lu muberes, the ferish in the Mishnah.
She's muberes from a coming.
Belay macho. Uber paiso belay macho. You lid Beisa, you lid Yoichel. This is the Gemara. We just had this Gemara on.
That Sai being Kedushin or our Shemir's,
whatever. It's nothing to do with marriage. Yeah. This is Uber.
Yeah,
zero. No marriage.
From Yisrael.
Again, if it's a Bat Kayan who is eating Truma who's pregnant from Yisrael, just to stop eating Truma.
But pregnant from a Kayan?
A Bat Kayan? A bas kayin who's pregnant from a kayin has to do with the shayla of the Gemara, whether it's yilid macho or is it because uber b'mezar azarhi. That was the Gemara of samach zayin amid aleph. Samach zayin amid aleph. That's the shayla. That's not what he was referring to.
What did we say? What did we say?
It came out as a machloik, a shayla of the Gemara. If that's what he was referring to, then it was good, but I don't think he was referring to that. He was referring to the Gemara that said it uber is not kayin. No, he was talking about the Rabbanon that said Uber is not kind of the Avadim. That's what he was talking about. Nechtach Uber b'me'a, if the Uber was cut up, meaning the Uber died, aborted, taichal, she can go back to eat because she's a bas kayin. Rashi nechtach Uber b'me'a taichal miyad. Who had namim yotase omei, so it would make no difference if she gave birth to a live baby who then died. The bottom line is, she no longer has a son from the Yisrael. She's a bas kayin, and she's not a chalola. She can go back home and eat truma. Hayu kayin, hare kayin, shaba bas Yisrael. A kayin lives in a bas Yisrael out of marriage, out of wedlock. Lo yitaychal b'truma, she cannot eat truma. Ibra lo yitaychal, she gets pregnant, she still can't eat truma. Rashi, ibra lo yitaychal. To Uber ain't a machlas in the Israelis that she ate to Lavarelam. Uber can't feed his mother the Israelis till he's born, because he'll simply live based on Yerchlu. You lid macho, shen you lude macho. We had that before. Yolda, Teichel. She gave birth, even though the child was born out of wedlock. She has a son from a Kayan. She can eat Truma because of her son. Nimta Kaycha Shoben, Godl Mishalav. Right. The guy who lives with a woman cannot feed her Truma. The son can feed her truma. That means the son is greater power than the father. The father couldn't feed his woman. He can't call him his wife. It wasn't marriage. Right? His out-of-wedlock relationship truma. But the son can. Rashi, God l'mishalav, sha'bayo l'yachal l'achila. The bayo can't feed him. Nishle ba'al l'al l'shem kedushin. He's not married l'av kinyonayu. Ubnai machila. But his son can feed. So his son born out of wedlock can feed his mother. Whereas the one who lived with her and created that son, so to speak, cannot feed her truma. Ha'ober paisel mishambia, ha'evet paisel mishambia, ve'ein the paisel mishamzera. An evet kanani pasels a woman if he lives with her. We had that earlier, right? Bas kayin kisiya amano grusha. We learned out, mishyeshla amano figerishim ba yasa evet vayvikachavim. Ve'ein the paisel mishamzera. However, it's possible that a bas kayin, right, a bas kayin has a descendant that's an Eved Kanani, is not called her descendant. And the Mishnah is going to give you the example in a second. It's possible a bas kayin married a Yisrael, and the only living offspring of that marriage is an Eved Kanani. That's not called her offspring, and it's as if there is no offspring. And therefore she can go back and eat truma. So let's give the Mishnah a chance to explain itself. So the Eved can passel a woman by living with her, but the Eved does not stop her from eating truma if he's her offspring, because he's not considered her offspring. And the Mishnah says the case. Okay, let's see right away. Let's give the Mishnah a chance. All questions will dissipate. Kaitza. Bas Yisrael l'kayin. Or Bas Kayan Yisrael. Either a Bas Yisrael married a Kayan, or a Bas Kayan married a Yisrael. The Yolda Haimenu HaBen, and she gave birth to a son. So the Bas Kayan has a son from a Yisrael, the Bas Yisrael has a son from a Kayan. At that point, husbands die, right? Husbands die, the Bas Yisrael who married the Kayan can eat because of her son. Bas Kayin, who married the Yisrael, cannot eat because of her son. Right? Halach HaBen V'nichba Shal HaShivcha. The son went and had a relationship, you can't call it a marriage, with a Shivcha Kananis. He had a relationship with a Shivcha Kananis. V'yolda Haimenu Ben. And they had a child. Now that child is an Eved Kanani. His mother is a Shivcha Kananis. He's an Eved Kanani. He's a grandson, biologically, of this woman. Either she's a Bas Yisrael L'Kayin, or a Bas Kayin L'Yisrael, and they have a grandson who's an Eved Kanani. Now, everybody else died besides that Eved Kanani. Can grandma eat truma? Now, grandmother Batkaili Yisrael, she has no offspring. That Eved Kanani is not an offspring. He doesn't count. Not her grandson. Because the mother is a Shivcha Kananis, there's no Yichus to the Jewish side of the family. Therefore, she can go back and eat Truma. She was married to a Yisrael who died, and she has no offspring. She has a biological grandson who's meaningless to her. The other way, a Bat Yisrael married a Kayan, and the only offspring is an Eved Kanani, has no offspring, and she can't eat Truma, because her grandson is not her grandson. Harizah Eved, Haisa'im of a Bat Yisrael Lekayan. If his grandmother was a Bat Yisrael Lekayan, Laisaychum Truma. She can't say, I have a grandson from my Kayan husband. No, she doesn't. Bas Kayan Yisrael, Teichel Betruma. If the grandson, the Eved, his grandmother is a Bas Kayan, married to Yisrael, she can go back and eat Truma. She has no grandchildren from him. She has no descendants from him. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Vein Paisim Shem Zerah. Eved Paisim Shem B'yem. Oh, Al-Kahenes Paslum and Atruma, because he means Gemara Le'il, like we learned before. Vein Paisim Shem Zerah. Im Yeshlo Zerah Le'Bas Kayan. Yisrael kosher. If a Bas Kayan has children from a kosher yid, true Eved, who happens to be an Eved, umeis b'ayla Yisrael, v'nishar zeh, he's the only living child, descendant. V'ayla b'yin harizeh yeshlam Yisrael, we don't say she has a child, v'lay tashal v'truma sevi, and she can't go back to her father. The Eved v'ad elav zerahu, Eved is for sure not considered her child. Mepharish v'azo, and the Mishnah explains, Heichi Mishkachasla, how do you have she ben Yisrael kosher Eved, that a Yisrael should have a descendant that's an Eved? If he's Yisrael, how does his grandson end up being an Eved? Nikba shala shechba, nitchak v'nitbak aloha. Nikbash means he pressed himself on a shechba. We don't want to sanction a relationship like that. We want to talk about it in a derogatory term. So we say the son went and attached himself to a shivcha. He pressed himself, but forced himself in a shivcha. Lashon mikbesh, pressed blood. But lashon ganayu, it is a lashon, an unseemly language to describe it. Harizah Eved, shivat shivcha kamayu. Because the baby of a shivcha takes the status of his mom, the siva yishuv gadol. Haitza aim of the batkayin liyisrael, his grandmother, biological grandmother, his father's mother, was a Bas Kayan Yisrael, Teichel Betruma, in Beis Aviv, Vuhu Kayan, if he's the only living descendant. I forgot the Vlad Vlad Baalma Puzzle. Even though normally a grandchild is considered a descendant, that she cannot go back to Etruma, because I'm running Zerah Zerah Minayim, like the Gemara will say later. Hailei Puzzle, this one doesn't puzzle, the La Bas Ravu Azla. He's not considered his son's father, his father's son. Vlad Zarehu. Bas Yisrael Lekayin, Umbez Benam Mikayin, Ubenai Ben Benah Kayin, who Eved, the grandson is alive, who's an Eved, Loisaychu Betruma, the Lav Zerahu, she has no children. So an Eved is a non-child, and therefore since he's a non-child, we view grandma as having no children, and whatever her status would be with no children is her status with having a grandchild in Eved. Dr. Mishnah Vayter. Mamzer paisul v'achol. A mamzer, however, can pasul his grandmother from eating truma and can feed his grandmother truma. Interesting scenario. So an Eved is not a child, but a mamzer is a grandchild. So if a bas kayin to a Yisrael has a grandchild who's a mamzer, her only living descendant, she cannot go back and eat truma because she has kids from her husband. She has a descendant. And if a Bas Yisrael Lekayan has a mamzer grandson, she can eat truma, because her Kayan husband has left over a descendant, albeit that the descendant is a mamzer, but he's still her descendant, still her grandson. Ketza. Mamzer paisul mal. Ketza. Bas Yisrael Lekayan or Bas Kayan Yisrael, either one of the two. The old man who Bas, they had a girl. The Hocha Bas Venistus Levadavi Kachavim. Now, the truth is, the Mishnah is taking sides, and the Machlokes we had earlier is a Eved Neivik Chavim who lives with a Bas Yisrael, the kid of Mamzer or not. We had this Machlokes back in the fourth parak. This Mishnah holds that if an Eved or a guy lives with a Jewish girl, the kid is a Mamzer. Really, the Mishnah could have said, I married a Mamzer. But The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says she went and had a relationship with a guy or an Avigal Chavim, because it's contrasting it to the previous case when he had a relationship with a Shivcha. Now we're saying she had a relationship with the Evan. The old Emenu Ben Harizem Amzer. This Mishnah is picking sides in that Machloikas, whether an Avigal Chavim Evan Abba Bas Yisrael the Vlad is Mamzer or not. This Mishnah is saying yes. Haisa Emi Moi Bas Yisrael Lekayan. Now she's the only living descendant. The Bas Yisrael married a Kayan, and the only descendant left, offspring left of that marriage, is a Mamzer.
The Mamzer is what? Himself is what?
He's not a Kayan. Of course he's not a Kayan. It was a daughter. They had a daughter.
I understand.
She had offspring from the Kayan. Doesn't have to be male offspring. A Bas Yisrael marries a Kayan who leaves a daughter. She can eat truma. They're not eating truma because the kid is eating truma. They're eating truma because, see, the Kayan's marriage continues under the fact that he left her offspring.
This daughter is the one that was this.
Forget about it. Let's forget about Znus. Bas Yisrael married a Kayan that had a daughter. The Kayan died. Can Bas Yisrael eat truma? The daughter went and married a Yisrael. She's no longer eating truma. Can her mother still eat truma?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Even though she's no longer eating truma. The mother is not eating truma because the daughter is eating truma. The mother is eating truma because her husband left over a daughter. Therefore, her husband left over a grandson, a mamzer.
I mean, that a daughter died, right?
Yeah, and left over a mamzer son. Truth is, he left over a kosher Yisrael, son. Makes no difference. It's trying to accentuate it.
Yeah.
The guy can be a mamzer and his grandmother is eating truma. Bat Yisrael l'kayin teichel b'truma, bat kayin l'Yisrael l'ay teichel b'truma. She cannot go back to her father's house. She has a child from a Yisrael husband. Her grandson, a mamzer, is around. Therefore, she can't eat truma. Now here, you have the exact opposite. Kayin Gadol, Pamim Shu Paiso. A woman can have a grandson of Kayin Gadol, and she can't eat truma because of him. Case that. Bas Kayin Li Yisrael. Bas Kayin marries Yisrael. V'yolda Himenu Bas. She has a girl. V'holka Bas V'nisus L'Kayin. The daughter married a Kayin. V'yolda Himenu Ben. And gave birth to a son. So the Bas Kayin married Yisrael. Had a daughter who married a Kayan who has a son who becomes Kayan Gadol. He's the surviving descendant of this marriage. She cannot go eat truma because she has a descendant from her husband Yisrael. He's a Kayan Gadol. And his grandmother can't eat truma because he's alive. If he dies, she goes back to eat truma. Her Kayan Gadol grandson keeps her from eating truma.
Why?
Because she was married to Yisrael. Had a daughter. At that point, she can no longer eat truma. She has a descendant from the Yisrael. The Yisrael, the girl, married a Kayan, had a son. Who's Kayan Gadol? Everybody died. Her daughter is no longer alive. But her grandson, the Kayan Gadol, is alive.
Daughter was alive.
Then she couldn't eat truma for sure. She's a Bas Kayan married Yisrael who left her a child. But the child died. Had the child not had any children, she could go back and eat truma. Child left over a son. That son became Kayan Gadol. And because of him, his grandmother can't eat truma. Because had he not been around, she wouldn't have any children. She could go back and eat truma. I would believe the woman would give up her right to eat truma to have a grandson of Kayan Gadol. I don't think it bothers her. But the Mishnah is trying to prove a point. That it doesn't make a difference who your grandchild is. If there's a grandchild, you have descendants, you cannot go back to your previous status. If you don't have grandchildren, don't have any children, then the person can return to their previous, the woman can return to her previous status. I don't care if that grandchild is a mamzer. I don't care if the grandchild is a Kayan Gadol. It's a grandchild, and whatever grandchild does will be done. How's that royally is Kayan Gadol? I'm in a Meshavish Agabe Mizveach. He's serving in a Mizveach. Machlas Imai, his mother can eat, because his father was a Kayan and left over a son. Paisel Amimai, his grandmother, who is a Bats Kayan, can now let eat because she got this kid from Yisrael. So he said, Maris, this woman will say, you know, I'd rather not have, I mean, I don't know why she would say that. Like, my grandkid, the mamzer, can feed truma. My neighbor has a grandkid that's a mamzer, and she can eat truma. And I have a grandkid, a kind gadol, and I can't eat truma. The answer is, it makes no difference what the grandchild is. It's having the child from the husband, a descendant, who hasn't let her revert to her previous status. Bashi. Thank God, Pamim Shu Paisom. Because he had descendants from Israel. Because his father was a Kayan and he's a Kayan, he can feed his mother. If not him, his grandmother would have gone back to Bei Nasha or her father's house. After her daughter died, right, she's married, she had a daughter, he died, she goes back to Truma. There shouldn't be many like him. He's not letting me go back to Truma. I mean, again, in the perspective, I think I'd rather have a grandson of Kohen Gadol than eat Truma, but she's saying, because of this grandson, my Kohen Gadol, I can't go eat Truma.
There's some big schools and privilege to eat Truma. It's a big thing. It must have been like a school or something.
I don't know. To me, having a grandson of Kohen Gadol was a pretty big thing also. What? I think so, you know. I mean, a person has a grandson that's Rashiva in a huge yeshiva.
You don't understand.
Right? He's a yeshiva, a huge yeshiva, and she should be as proud as a peacock that her grandson is the yeshiva of a huge yeshiva, and she's worried about Truma. You know what I mean?
We don't know. We don't understand what Truma is, and we don't know what Kohen Gadol is.
Well, please speak by yourself.
I don't see we.
He's a Kohen, he knows.
No. He's waiting. Rebbe does understand. You're like,
saying
we, like, no one
understands. It's okay. All right. He's just saying shot in the Mishnah, he's right. You can say that. Not the Gemara Vayter. Tanina Laha de Tani Rabbanan. This Mishnah is teaching us what the Braisa explicitly states. Shaita v'katan shenasu nashim u'meisum v'shesayim p'turas min ha'chalitza min ha'yibum. A shaita or katan, the married woman died, there's not even a rabbinic requirement for chalitza. Nothing. Zero. It's not a marriage. It's not nothing. There's no rabbinic anything. It's as if an out-wedlock relationship, and therefore it has no bearing at all on chalitza and yibum. Rashi, as you say in Baturis, Alma ain king in l'shaita. So the Mishnah is
Rabbi,
alluding to
this,
that.
Rabbi, I'm sorry.
Truma, it's saying this halacha, that there's no kinyan at all, not even rabbinic kinyan.
Rabbi, sorry. Is this because a shota doesn't have bechira?
Shaita has no das. I don't like to use the word bechira. A shaita has no ability to affect any transaction. His mind is not recognized as a normal mind. Now, a shaita does not mean, again, a shaita means someone who is deranged. That's the word to use. Rather than use somebody that's mentally challenged, we'll use the word deranged. A shaita is a deranged person. He's a person you can hand a $100 bill to and they'll rip it up. That's what the Gemara says. He's deranged. He has zero.
Well, I'm trying to picture the shota. Can the shota go to a chuppah with a woman? Can he be someone who's simply deranged in the way that he does not see reality, but he functions? He asks a woman to marry her. He takes her to a chuppah. He says his name is Yosef, and in fact, his name is whatever, Aryeh.
How do we classify a shaita? The Gemara Chagiga says the classification of a shaita is ma'abed ma'ashenais nilay. He destroys things that are important. He has no understanding, at least he acts with no understanding of things that mean something and don't mean something. $100 bill is a piece of paper. At times, that's not to be all the time. he doesn't understand the regular. You give him something important to him, he can destroy it. That's what the Gemara gives. Again, I don't know practically how we classify a shaita, but once we classify him, even if he knows his name and he goes to the chuppah, his transaction is worthless.
Okay, I was wondering if we're talking about someone subject to a temporary break with reality or someone who's just gone.
Rabbi Margaretha?
It's not temporary, because the Gemara talks about people that are itim cholim, itim shaita. The Gemara talks about people who sometimes act normally and sometimes are deranged. Uh-huh. And the Gemara says it depends at the time what they are. That's their status. So a regular shaita is always deranged. Now, that doesn't mean he goes around all day and does deranged things, but he's always in the state of being deranged. You know, he can still eat breakfast.
Rabbi Margaretha? Rabbi Margaretha? So in the last two Torah tablets, Rav Baruch talks about someone who's sedated and intubated in the hospital, that they give alternative of shaita. Maybe Harvey can look at that, and it's just very interesting, cover some details about the status of what a shaita is.
Again, maybe. Again, I know that some Cypher talks about people that are weak mentally, and he does says they're not considered shaita. That's what he says. He says they're under the title of cheresh. He says, some Cypher in the Tshuva says that somebody who is mentally challenged but is not deranged is a cheresh rather than a shaita and would have a rabbinic marriage. A shaita is a deranged, and again, the practical, how you classify a shaita, I don't know. You're telling me Rebbe says somebody under the sedation has a halach of a shaita. Again, I don't know. I'm not going to comment. I don't know. All I'm saying is, a shaita has nothing to do with challenged capacity as much as it has to do with being deranged. Now, a person can be so challenged that they are deranged, but not everybody that's challenged is deranged. Zad the Gemara writes, Ketzad, Hare Yisrael Sheba Abbas Kayan Teichel Betruma, Imra Loi Teichel. So we had that, Yisrael that lived out of wedlock with Abbas Kayan, she can still eat Truma. If she became pregnant, she cannot. Frek the Gemara, Kivin the Imra Loi Teichel, Lecha Shema Imra. Since if she's pregnant, she can't eat Truma, why aren't we afraid? Maybe he impregnated her. They had a relationship. Why shouldn't that be a fear? Now she might be pregnant, and therefore we should make her stop eating truma till we can ascertain whether she's pregnant or not, which in the time of the Gemara would mean waiting 3 months. We had a Mishnah that two people that ended up changing wives, if you remember the case, by mistake. We said they have to separate for 3 months, so in case they're pregnant, we have to know whether the kid is from the real husband or from the mistake, and he's a mamzer. So we are afraid of one relationship created a pregnancy. So we hear they had a relationship. Why aren't we afraid that the gay girl is pregnant? Now, we do have a rive that ein isha misaberes mibia rishayna, that a woman does not get pregnant from the first bia. But it doesn't say here that she's a psula necessarily. She could be a non-psula, right? If she's a psula, we have a majority that tells us that women do not get pregnant from the first relationship. But she might not be a psula. She might have lost her psulum through an accident. She might have already had a relationship. And yet it says clearly here that she can eat truma, and if she's pregnant, she can't. Why aren't we afraid that she became pregnant? We see in the case when they exchange wives by mistake, we don't let her go back to her husband for 3 months. We have to ascertain that she's not pregnant. Amar Rabba by Rakhuna, there's a big difference. Over there, we're dealing whether the kid will be a kosher Jew or a mamzer. When you're dealing with that, then you have to be afraid that maybe she's pregnant. We can't take any chances with the kashrus of a Jewish boy. Well, here, it's a question of truma. It's a chashuva thing, but it ain't the same as mamzer, and therefore, we're not afraid. Rashi, kiva zi pshitulon de ibra minu lo loisecho, since if she's pregnant, she can't eat. Amai, ketoni masnisin yisra ba bas kain ba oinus to pitu teicho. Why did the Mishnah say she can eat? Lechu shema ibra. Mila tam beperik dalad achim. Rabbi Nassim Shehuchlevu Bishaskin Nisasim L'chubah. By mistake, they got a change when they entered the chubah. Mafrish and Aitim Belein Gimu Chadashim. We separate them 3 months. Shemu Mubari say maybe they're pregnant. My mother's Mamzerim, the kids are Mamzerim. We'll be in an Havchana, and we need a discretion. We have to be able to know. Mim Vlad Kashu Levlad Pasul. Alma L'chav Debiya Chashina. We're afraid even with one relationship. And the answer is L'yuchsin Chashishu. Maila Asul L'yuchsin. We really wouldn't be afraid. But we're talking about Yuchsin. Lachash L'biyachas L'safik. Whereas Gap is different. I mean, Truma is different.
Wasn't
able to have Truma, isn't that Duraisa? Again.
Yuchsin and Truma, they're both Duraisa.
Yeah, but one is more...
If she turns out that...
You want to hear the answer or not? I heard your question. You want me to repeat it? I can even repeat your question. Your question is, Truma is an Issa Duraisa. Why are we more lenient there than Yuchsin? They're both biblical questions. Why is one more different than the other? Thank you. And the answer is, Yuchsin, besides being biblical, affects the kosherness of descendants forever. Truma is a temporary question. So eat Truma be'isser, yes. Chances are that she's not pregnant. Most people do not become pregnant in one relationship. Even if they're not Pesulos, they don't become raised pregnant in one relationship. But when you're talking about a Mamzer and whose kid's going to be Mamzerim and his grandkids are going to be Mamzerim, and we want to know that. So therefore, we meant the extra mile were Machmer. It's a rabbinic Chumrah. Biblically, no difference Yuchsin and Truma. Rabbinically, we're more concerned about the kashrus of the kid than we are about her Aveira of eating Truma. Because the majority of cases is that she's not pregnant. Our probability is that she's not pregnant. Yes. That's what the Gemara is saying. Correct. You hit the nail on the head. Correct. Are you arguing with the Gemara? There's no difference. They're both. Listen, the probability is the same. Either she is or she isn't pregnant. And if we say by truma we're not chayshus, that means we're saying you don't have nothing to worry about. It's really not a real fear.
Because of the bia rishona, that's why.
No, not because she's a psula, she's a bula. It's one bia. Women don't necessarily get pregnant with one relationship. It happens. But rare. Whereas Yuchsin is somewhere we are machmer rabbinically, we are concerned even for the rare. Frak the Gemara le Truma le Chashishu. I can show you that by Truma we're also Chashish. The Tanya we learned. Harzegitech Shayachas Kaidel Misasi. A Kain says to his wife, here's your get, it should kick in 1 hour before he dies. He doesn't want her to be an Amana. He has this brother that she hates his guts, and she doesn't want to go to Yibum to him. So she asked her husband, I don't want to be stuck with your brother. So he says, you know what, I'll give you a divorce, and I'll kick in an hour before I die, and therefore, you'll never be stuck for Yibum. So the halacha is, Asura Lechem B'Truma B'Yad. She's not allowed to eat Truma, because he might die the next hour. And she's asked to eat Truma an hour before he dies. How does he know? Nobody knows when he's going to die. Now, what are the chances that he's going to die the next hour? Very limited. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. But it might happen in 22 years. And we don't know when this guy is going to die. But the Mishnah says, oh, she might be within the hour. That means we're chayshish for something that's not so probable. By truma. So why aren't we chayshish here that she might be pregnant?
If we said earlier, like a chazaka is agreeing with Shnali, it's going to happen eventually. Not like it might not ever happen.
Yeah, but the probability is so low.
Probability that he's going to die?
That he's going to die in an hour.
And that she won't know.
He's 22 years old. He gives her a get that you kick in an hour before he dies.
Any insurance policy.
Exactly. And the rates for a 22-year-old are not so high. You're right. And for the Gemara, Elam Rabba Baravunam, Benisuan Chashishu, Biznos Loi Chashishu. There's a big difference. By Znos, we have a rule, Isha Mezana, Mesapechasu Mezana. It was Machlokes Tanoim earlier, but this is what the Gemara is going with according to Rashi. A woman that has an out-of-wedlock relationship immediately turns over that she should not conceive. When a woman has a husband and she thinks it's her husband, then it ends up being somebody else's husband. She has no reason to turn over. She thinks it's her husband. So the probability of pregnancy from a marriage is greater than the probability of pregnancy from a son. And therefore, there's no comparison to the case of marriage. By marriage, we're afraid that this woman did get pregnant. Not very probable, but possible. By Znus, it's even less than that. To minute, because she takes insurance policy to make sure that she doesn't get pregnant. Rashi. We say he might die now. For sure, answered like this. If they got exchanged when they entered the chuppah, because there's no reason to assume that the women turned over. This is Rabbi Yaisi's opinion. She will turn over. Then the Gemara comes back the other way. By Nesuan, are we chayshish? Basically, a contradiction by marriage. Because here we have the following brisa. Vatanya we learned. Bas Kayan, Shinisis the Yisrael Lumeis. A Bas Kayan who marries the Yisrael. And he died. Nabuch, they had a chuppah and he had a heart attack under the chuppah and he died. Tevelas, Vecheles, Vetrumalarev. She goes to the mikvah. Sorry, he consummated the marriage with her. And then he died. She goes to the mikvah because a woman that has a relationship has to be tevel to eat truma. She's like the female version of Balkari. And she can eat truma that night. What do you mean? Maybe she's pregnant. She had a relationship with her husband. She was married to a kayan. They had one relationship. But then he died. Now, halacha is, go to the mikvah and start eating truma. You're a bas kayan.
Husband friend?
Bas kayan married Yisrael. And then he died right after one relationship. Now, halacha is, she goes back and eats truma. Why? Maybe she's pregnant. And over here you can't say, Misapeches, it was her husband. She had a relationship with her husband. There's no reason for her to turn over. Dr. Ashi, Umeis, Baila Baibiyai, Tavelas Mishumbiya, the Siv, Bishai Shishkim is Isa Shikma Zera, and for the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Omer of Chizda, Tevelos Vecheles Ararboim, the Eloi Ma'abra, Hala Ma'abra, the Ma'abra Araboim Ma'iba Almahi. Pregnancies don't count till 40 days after conception. What? This is the source for that. Pregnancies don't count. This is one of the sources for that. Pregnancies don't count till 40 days after conception. Therefore, if she became pregnant from her husband, she's not pregnant yet. Halachically speaking, she's not pregnant. There is no fetus for the first 40 days, halachically. Therefore, she can eat truma. At day 40, she would have to stop eating truma and wait to see if she's pregnant. So when we say she can go eat truma that night, because even if she conceived, it means nothing for 40 days.
Why?
Because a baby is not considered a baby till 40 days. I have no idea what you're talking about, but let me just finish and then I'll go back to you. So therefore, it comes out like that. The woman, by marriage of flipping husbands, we have to separate her right away. Not because we're afraid she's pregnant now, but we have to know if the kids are first husbands or second husbands. We have to know that. So therefore, we have to separate them right away, because if she becomes pregnant from first husband, the one that's the wrong one, it's a mamzer. The next night she lives with her second husband, we don't know who the father is. So therefore, we separate them right away. Now, saying can here, what are we afraid of? That maybe she got pregnant from her husband. That's fine. Let's wait 40 days, and then we'll tell her she has to stop eating truma because she might be pregnant from her husband. But for the first 40 days, no problem, because even if she conceived, it's not considered an uber yet, and she can eat truma. She's still considered kinureha. She's still not pregnant. She's not pregnant until 40 days into pregnancy. Those mefarshim, which is a major machlokes, who based on this Gemara and others like it, permit abortion during the first 40 days of pregnancy, comes from the fact that they say it's not yet a baby and therefore it's not considered killing an uber. I'm not paskening, it's a major machlokes, but this is a source that a baby is not viable. Some want to say by Goyim, where it is a chiyum misa and harigas uber, where abortion is punishable by death. I mean, not death by American law, but death by Tyra law, right? It's considered reticha, is only after 40 days. Based on this Gemara, some argue, but based on this Gemara is where the source comes from for that argument. I'm not here to pask. What? Matthias is a Matthias. Is the baby a baby or maybe not a baby? Halacha is, killing fetuses is more severe by Goyim than it is by Yidden.
But by Zmilos, we have to know who the father was. She's not pregnant, but she, luckily, but there is a baby in, and in other words, she conceived.
Again, we're talking about marriage now. We said by Zmilos, she's Mesapechet. We're talking about Nesuit. She married a Yisrael, he died. She's a Bas Kayan. For the next 40 days, she's not pregnant.
But she's also the Baal by Zmilos because.
In the case where they switched wives, that was in the sewer.
Okay, in the sewer, where they made a mistake.
Right.
So
then she has to separate, because we have to know who the father of the child is, right? Correct.
I mean, when I hear this abortion thing,
I didn't mean to get involved in the controversy of abortion.
I was going to ask that right away. I mean, so how does it, until 40 days, it's not viable? Is that
shot? Not viable, it's not a baby. Not viable at 40 days either. No pregnancy survives at 40 days.
So what happens in the first 40 days?
Maya ba'alma, Dr. Gemara.
What does that mean?
Maya ba'alma.
Exactly. Look at it. What does Archko say?
Water in general.
Merely water.
Merely water.
Because what happens, this is the problem, everyone, is that how does water turn into baby?
But it's not the nace. Unbelievable. It's an unbelievable thing, the creation of a baby. You ever think about it? The Rebbeinu Shlom takes a drop of zera and creates a baby out of it. It's unreal. It's a miracle.
I don't doubt that.
Listen.
On this
place,
no.
You don't doubt my sechach shebechol yoyim imanu? I don't know. It's a my vitamin.
What's the case of switching wives? What exactly the case?
Two people married. And by mistake, woman went into the wrong house, wrong room.
Right, so we still don't know whose baby it is.
That's why we say they have to separate for 3 months.
That's why it doesn't matter. The night before she was her husband, the night after.
No, this was the night of the marriage. This is the night of the marriage.
But have you seen Rebbe, the abortion thing with the good and stuff? Do you see anyone bring this down at all? No. I've never seen this before.
Again. I just have two answers for you. Number one is, I don't think Agoda would publish this.
No.
The halachic guidelines of abortion is not going to be publicized. Number one. Number two, by the way, Achrayim deal with it extensively, because it's very pertinent.
No, I'm talking about...
Extensively. Earlier, Achrayim deal with it for sure, contemporary.
Contemporary, does anyone bring this down contemporary?
Sure.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, they don't print it in English for you. No. It's not printed in English. No.
This is not one of the arguments of the Roe versus
Wade. That's right. By her confirmation, by Amy, whatever, Barrett. What was her name? Amy something Barrett. Amy Comey Barrett, something like that. Right, by her confirmation, Harry, they didn't bring this Gemara. Or by the other guy. What was his name? The other man. The guy they got approved, right? No. The guy that was very controversial, what's his name?
Oh,
Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. By Kavanaugh's confirmation, it was also not brought. Okay, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Yetzirah Sabbat Abom Yom takes 40 days for a baby to be created. Dr. Gemara, by the way, a woman that miscarries during the 40 days is not considered a Yoledeth. She had no baby yet. She's a Nida, but she's not a Yoledeth. Practically, it's no difference now, but in Halacha, when it was the Yoledeth got Meitara, she didn't get your baby. A baby is 40 days old. If it's not 40 days old, it's not a baby.
Also after 40?
Then she is the Yoledeth.
And she has to go through the
Tara. Meitomei, Meitara, whatever it is.
One 30 days. There's no
Not a baby. It's Maya Mahoma, it's nothing. Well, there's nothing to be buried, but how logically it's a baby. Don't think about it. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, Ihachi, if that's the case, Eima Seifa says, Hukar Uber B'meya. If this Bas Kayan who married a Yisrael and went back to eat Truma, all of a sudden we see she's pregnant. Well, she did an Aveira. She ate Truma. She's got to pay. She has a descent. She has no right to eat Truma. She's got to pay Karen and Chaimish. What do you mean? You're telling me up to 40 days, there was no problem. Zakti Gemara, you're right. My Mukukelis Arabot. Once 40 days are in, she should stop eating Truma. If she doesn't and ends up being pregnant, then the Truma she ate between day 40 and 3 months, she's going to have to pay for it. The first 40 days, she doesn't have to pay for it, even if she ends up being pregnant. So when the Sefer says, if she ends up being pregnant, retroactively she's in trouble, it's only retroactively in trouble from day 40 till 3 months. What? We're telling her to stop. If she didn't stop, Rashi. This is a very pelagic Rashi, because the Mishnah in Truma says that a Bas Kayan who eats Truma even after she marries Yisrael does not pay a Chaimish. And Rashi here says she pays a Chaimish, so it's a very palatable Rashi. It's not a Knas, but it's only, they've learned it out from Sukkim, the Mishnah learns it out there, that a Bas Kayan who marries Yisrael, even though she's not allowed to eat Truma, doesn't pay Chaimish.
To
the Kayan, whoever Kayan she is, right. So anyway, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is this swear Rashi, Shkakak the Zara have a Bach the Truma B'Shegik. Because the comment, my Mukukelis, about the Kumam Lab Zarahava, first 40 days, she was allowed to eat Truma. I'd met. Im Okla, like a mem, take Mukukelis from a friend, Jay, my boy. Umid the Matarich of Chizdach, Makelis, our boy. Since he said she eats till 40, Shmami no, Mace Bailey, the Tony Bryce, the Hyden, the Mace, the baby Yem Shinasa. He saw Ethel's Mamma Ruba, because if they were married for 40 days, the Altar Surah, don't be embarrassed, she's already might be in 40 days. Right, this heter of 40 days is only because this is the day of the marriage. If they've been married for 3 weeks, then there's no 40 days. There's only between 21 and 19 days. It depends how long. She might have gotten pregnant before he died. Right, so if she died the day of the wedding, she gets 40 days. That requires a bomb. Yeah, it's already 40 days. We'll stop here. We'll continue to mention tomorrow.
Who does this money go to? That's
someone's family. He pays the Kayan. Any Kayan. And Yisrael eats Truma. Who does he pay?
I don't know.
He paid a Kayan. Karen or
Chaimish.
Any Kayan? Any Kayan. Unless he took it from a Kayan, then he owes the Kayan the money. But if he took it without it getting it from a Kayan, he...
My question?
As opposed
to someone from the
who wants to come make a reservation by Yitzia.
Okay.
Yes, my Urmaisha.
A man marries a Bas Kohen who can't have children. Is she allowed to eat Truma?
Who? Yisrael or Kayan? Who married her?
Abbas Cohen married a Yisrael.
Any Truma. End of story.
I'm sorry?
He died, he didn't die.
He's alive. In other words, it's a Zera that makes the difference, right?
If he died.
And if she does, and so what is the connection between a husband and a wife when she can't have children? She has to stop eating truma, a bas kohen, right?
Ari to Yisroel, even if she could have children.
If she can't have children.
Yes. What difference does it make if she can or can't?
It's because it's the child that's the one who allows her to eat. I was getting
that. She's married to a kohen. Again, we're talking child after the husband died. While the husband's alive, she's married. She eats because of her husband or doesn't eat because of her husband.
The answer is because of her husband and later on after he dies, because of her child.
Correct. Correct. Have a wonderful day.